You know the scenario all too well. You're talking on your phone, you're trying to send a message on your computer, and the battery goes dead. As we rely more on gadgets, there is a growing demand for smaller and more powerful batteries. The future of cars is supposed to be electric, but not until the battery evolves. As Lauren Summer reports from member station KQED, Silicon Valley is becoming a hub for startup companies hoping to produce the next battery breakthrough.
If there's one person you'd expect to have an electric car, it's Venkat Srinivasan. He heads up battery research at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
I'm actually in the market for a new car, and I would love to buy an electric car, but there are practical problems.
Srinivasan is driving around the lab's Berkeley campus in a mini electric car, sort of like a golf cart. When it comes to a full-size version, there aren't many that would work for his daily 70-mile commute. The Nissan Leaf goes about 75 miles before it needs charging. Tesla sedan goes 300, but it's pricey.
What we want to do is get cars that go 200 miles, but you can buy them for the cost of, say, a Toyota Corolla or a Toyota Camry. Where we are today in battery technology, we need a lot more work before we can get there.
Srinivasan says lithium-ion batteries, the ones in electric cars and cell phones, have improved about as much as they can. What's needed is a whole new battery technology.
So here is our special printer. We actually call it Megatron.
Christine Ho is a co-founder of Imprint Energy. The company's Alameda lab looks kind of like a screen printing shop. She shows me a battery that's the size of a postage stamp. It's paper thin and bendable.
A lot of our customers, and I think just consumers in general, they just want things to be thinner.
Ho says her battery could show up in laptops, electric cars, or because it's flexible in wearable electronics, like a cell phone on your wrist. Imprint Energy is just one of 40 companies working on battery technology in the Bay Area. Many are startups that have tapped into millions of dollars of Silicon Valley venture capital. But Ho says building hardware takes longer than building software, and software is what Silicon Valley is used to.
The investment community has really had a challenge with how long it takes for these technologies to be mature enough that they'll be accepted.
But the potential payoff is so large, big corporations are also getting in the game.
These are the cells.
At IBM's Almaden Research Center in San Jose, Brian McCloskey holds up a test battery that has two little tubes sticking out of it.
You're feeding a gas into your battery on one side. This gas just so happens to be air. Ambient air.
Today's batteries produce energy through self-contained chemical reactions. But IBM's battery would use oxygen from the air. That makes it smaller and more powerful. McCloskey says it could take a decade to develop, but IBM is hoping the battery will take cars 500 miles on a single charge.
If you could envision powering every single car in America with a battery that has IBM stamped on the side of it, that has a huge market.
But the market competition from Asia is tough. Two U.S. battery companies have already folded, and they had the help of federal grants from the Department of Energy. The agency has put $2 billion into battery development, including a national research hub with Berkeley Lab. Venkat Srinivasan says its goal is kind of a moonshot, to make a battery that holds five times more energy at one-fifth of the cost. He says the key is getting the technology into the hands of U.S. companies quickly.
What we're trying to do here in the long term is trying to find a way to create a battery industry in the United States. Today, in the United States, we don't do much battery manufacturing, and so we've lost all those jobs.
Some in the Bay Area are planning on those new jobs. San Jose State University is launching a new battery course to train workers. Classes begin in the spring. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer.